こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後に僕は英語で、相手は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日も特別編です。ゲストはエミちゃんです。
どうも、毎度エミです。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
1個目どうぞ。
特殊メイクでデート。フェミニズムという課題を頻繁に耳にする今日、出会い系サイトに登録した写真と実際会った時の容姿が大きく異なると男女別でどう反応するかという社会実験が話題を呼んでいます。特殊メイクを行ってプロフィール写真より太い見た目に変身した女性が人気サイト Tinder を通して5人の男性とデートした結果、怒られたり逃げられたり、はたまた実は結婚しているなどと言われる散々な結果と終わった。デートの最後まで残ったのは1人だけであります。一方、男性が特殊メイクをまとって5人の女性とデートを挑んだところ、3人はデートの続行および次回の約束をし、1人はキスまでしてくれ、男女別で容姿の重大性の違いがはっきりと浮き彫りになりました。
Using Tinder, YouTubers recently conducted an experiment on how men and women might react differently to the other sex arriving at a dateLooking significantly fatter than their profile picture. The experiment involved 5 dates, and the man or woman wearing makeup and something called a fat suit to make them appear significantly larger than they looked in their photographs. 4 of the 5 men involved were rude and left early. The women responded much more favorably, with one of them even offering a kiss. ロマンチック。
ねえ、まさかのキスまでしてくれるのね、女性は。でもこれビデオ見ると本当心が痛いよね。ビデオ見た？
いや、
なんか辛い。一人はあの男性の一人、そのファッスを着た女性を見て、ちょっとトイレ行ってくるねって言って帰ってこなかった人とかいるし、男性ってやっぱそういう面と向かって感情を表現するのが苦手なんだろうね。
Apparently. Well, what would you do?In that case, what do? You expect to be meeting like this attractive, like fit guy, and then you get there, and instead of weighing like 70 kilos, he weighs like 120 kilos. Like, there was a huge difference, no?
そうだね。この特殊メイクが結構ね、20-30 kilos ぐらい太って見えるようなやつ。
やりすぎたね。
Kind of overdid it, I think, but...
Kind of じゃないよ。もう、those people didn't have necks.
そうだね。
Or...
でもまあ、逃げはしないと思うよ。一応ちゃんと話していい人だったら、まあ、ちゃんと話し続けるけど。
You'd be confused though, right?
I would be confused.
Would you say something?
言っちゃうと思う。
What would you say? Let's say I'm huge.
写真とちょっと違うねってヒントして、まあ、そこからちょっとどうなのかを探ってみる。あ、ちょっと昔の写真で太っちゃってみたいな。だからまあ、
What do you think of putting fat pictures up and then showing up in shape? No one does that.No one puts up fat pictures and then shows up like in shape, right?
それ面白いね。確かにそれはないね。
But maybe you could filter out like shallow, superficial people by uploading like
なるほどね。
Like a fat picture and then showing up.
そんなことやる人いるかな？
やってみます。
Fat picture アップロードして。あ、でもあの貧乏人のふりしてこういうサイトを使って実は金持ちだったっていう話は聞いたことある。すっごい昔、なんかあの金持ちだとみんなね、金持ちってだけで寄ってくるじゃない。それをフィルターアウトするためにもう、何、結構30代の半ばとかだけど、なんか超結構貧乏で、それでもなんか付き合ってくれる人を探した結果、実は he was rich みたいな。ああ、いい話。
A lot of guys worry about that. Worry about girls going after them for their money.
いや、でも女性もさ、 それ見た目で同じこと言えるんじゃない？だって今回のこのソーシャルエクスペリメントで分かったように、男性はもうもろ見た目で判断してるじゃん。
うん、well、見た目しかないじゃんこの、
うん、
デイティングサービス。
No, but the girl stuck around じゃん。こんな何ガバザハッみたいな、あ、ジャバザハッみたいな感じで
ガバザハッとって何、
英会話ハッとになっちゃったそうそうそうこんなさ超なんか写真と違う、え、なんか太みたいな人でも最後までいたじゃん。チューしてる人もいたんだよ。
うん、
うん、だから見た目重視なんじゃない。 I guess こういうデイティングサイトって男女が求めてるものが違うのかもしれない。
うん、well it was also only 5
まあね、
dates each.
ちょっと少ない。
And we don't know how they selected who the 相手 was going to be.
うんうん、
And I mean I think there certainly are differences in the values、
うん、
and intentions of men and women generally.
そうだね。
Right?
Because、
うん、if like you were talking about, if you did this experiment and you had people put up pictures of them being like, you know, in private jets and like all this fancy lifestyle stuff, right?、Mm. And then he shows up in like rags or whatever. Like he might be judged the same way.、
うん、
he shows up in his like 92 rusty Civic, like just super broke.
まあ、あれ写真と違うってはなるよね。ある意味詐欺だと思うし、こういうのも、
うん、
うん、まあ本心を暴くための実験だったとはいえ、まあこの何怒ったりコンフューズな反応は別にあんま厳しく指摘できないかなって思う。
A lot of people are
Cause it's
really criticizing these people
Which people?
The men that reacted that way.
でも I mean, you could say it's false advertisement on the その綺麗な写真を載っけた方も。
Well, I would just I mean, it's basically lying.
うん。
And so I can understand why they would be upset. You know, one of the people in the video was like, you know, I drove all the way out here, like, you know, this, you're wasting my time, kind of a is like what he was saying, right?
うん、
Do you think it's not fair for him to feel that way? Do you think he should just stay with this girl? Because I think there's an element of girls don't really know how to get out of that sort of a situation. You know, they if you're a guy, it's like I'm just out of here. I don't give a shit. But if you're a girl and you try to leave, the guy might get upset orIt might get really weird, no?
ん？女が勝手にリーフしたら？
うん。Or tries to.
ああ。
なんか怖いじゃん。
ああ、そっかそっか。後追われてなんかされたら。
You don't know who this character is. Or if they're gonna become like weird or aggressive or what.
そうだって。この記事に書いてあったのが、There's a theory that women's greatest fear is meeting a serial killer, while men's greatest fear is to meet a woman who is fat.Online dating、
hmm.
そうだよね。なんか怯える何恐怖の着眼点が全然違うよね。女性は殺されるかもしれないとか思いながらね、恐る恐るこのデートとかに挑むのに、男性はデブだったらどうしようって悩んでんだよ。
うん、Yeah, I think that's kind of related to what I was saying、
うんうん、
You know, about the fear aspect orYou know, how you handle the situation.
うん。そっか、そうだよね。だから女性はもしかしたら、まあ、最後まで優しくデートしてたのかもしれないけど、そっから連絡がないとか。
うん。
そうだよ。私だってデートの途中はこいつやだなと思って帰ったことないもん。ああ、じゃあまたねって言って、もうそっから徐々にフェードアウト。
うん。
うん。やり方は違うけど結果的に一緒なんだよね。
I don't think I've bailed on a date though. I haven't like peaced mid-date.
でしょ？ああ、そっか。 でもオンラインデーティングとは違うじゃん。それ前もってその子とちょっと話して、あ、じゃあ今度デート行こうよからのデートでしょ。なオンラインで会ったこともない、
うん、
うん、So you already kind of knew that girl. So、ね、ネット上で出会った人とはちょっと違うんじゃない、うん、だってメールのやり取りだけじゃ分かんないじゃない、その人の素性とか。
I still don't think I'd bail though. Because、うん、that's like、I would be really interested in something like that. Like, what is going on with this person?
Like, わかるよ。
気になるじゃん。
うん。その場で去っちゃったらネタにすらならないしね。
And I might assume it's like a, like a, an illness or something. No?
そうだよね。わざわざ勇気出してやってきたんだから。
Because there are people with illnesses. I know someone that has a nerve disorder that causes like constant nerve pain for like no reason, and so they took medication for it. But a lot of these medications for obscure disorders like this, they can really cause you to put on a lot of weight or mess with your hormones and stuff. I mean, that'd be a, I mean, that's just one extreme example of it. Maybe she's just fat, I don't know.
まあ、どういうことなのかちょっと説明くらい聞きたいよね。
Are you aware of the fat acceptance movement in the United States?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't they...
Who's they? Fat people?
Yeah, they made like a... what's that? NWCP. Against black people.
何 NWCP?
Like, it's a movement to...abolish hatred against black people.
NWCP.
ってなかったっけ? NCCP.
I don't know. It's too many acronyms.
そうだ
な。最近。
なんかそれにちなんで、なんか fat people acceptance みたいなのがあったんだけど。How serious are they about accepting fat people?
Well, it's just people feel like there's some...discrimination against fat people, I don't dismiss it. I think that there is a lot of discrimination against people who are overweight, and I think that there are a lot of legitimate reasons why that can happen. I mean, I was overweight in middle school.
ぽっちゃりちゃんだったんだ。
I was huge in middle school. I broke something in my knee.
体重が重すぎて骨折したの。
いや、じゃなくて。
あ、じゃなくて。
怪我して。I wasn't able to exercise anymore.
ああ、はいはい。
Yeah. And それで超太った。一瞬で。
ああ、まあ、もともとはその怪我が原因だったんでしょ?
I think so. I mean, I wasn't consciously eating more food or anything. It's just I got hurt and it was my leg, so I stopped moving. And then I got like really fat.
Like, 成長期だしね、男の子。
Like,
中学
super, super fast. I like gained weight. And people are horrible to fat people.
いじめられたの?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
well,
if you...
Well, I mean, if you get really fat all of a sudden, that's going to happen, you know? Especially in Japan, I think people are really straightforward about that stuff. Ah, 太ったねとか。すぐ言うじゃん。日本人は。
言うね。
But if you say that to an American person, or any Western
you're
person,
sued.
Really,
you're
about to get beat up.
あ、さっき言ったの NAACP NAACP、
うん、
のなんかパロディでなんか作ったんだよ、太い人たちが。
So what does that acronym stand for?、
NAACP、
うん、
It's あの60年代のさ、アメリカの Equality of Black People の Movement って。ちょっと待ってね。
あ、いいよ、調べなくていいよ別に、
okay. Yeah, but anyway, そのIt's like the advancement of black people のコミュニティなの、
うん、
で、なんかそれのパロディを作ったんだよね、その The Fat association みたいなのが、それが私ちょっと腹立った。
I don't think
it's quite the same thing.
Huh.
So NAACP promotes like, you know, black culture とか racism against black people.
That's not the same thing at
it's
all.
It's not. だからそれ見た時 I was like, what the fuck?
Being black isn't ever a self-control issue.
Right?I mean, マイケルもさっき言ったけど、それ病気とか怪我でちょっと太っちゃう人もいると思うけど、 I don't think that's ほとんどの、例えばまあアメリカとか見るとほとんどの人はそうじゃなくて運動不足とか、
mm.
poor diet とかだから、なんか
You see it. It's right there.
Right, right.
You see these people at McDonald's. You see these people eating way too much foodI have relatives in the United States who are overweight, and they just eat too much food, and they don't exercise enough.
So, so.
But, you know, all these people that eat too much food and don't exercise enough find other things to blame it on, usually.
So, それでなんか黒人、アフリカ系のアメリカ人がこの辛い思いしたのと、なんかちょっと真似て私たちも被害者だって言ってるのが私すごい気に食わないの。
Mm.
So this fat association, 本当にやめて本当に go eat a carrot って感じ。
Go eat a carrot.
まあそれは言い過ぎとしても。
I don't think. I mean, the problem here is that people are mean to fat people. There's no reason to be mean to them. That's not what needs to be done. What needs to be done is just, you know, educating people on nutrition and on exercise.As well as there are some weird things going on in just the modern diet that I think messes with people's metabolisms and causes, you know, there's all sorts of things that cause like cardiovascular disease or weird hormone problems. Like there's pellets that they like, there's like some...This is just one example, but there's like a pellet that they put in the ear of like cows or something that helps them gain weight. But there are traces of that in the meat. So just like there's some weird things going on that might be affecting people on like on a widespread.
そうだね。昔と比べてだって食物とか全体的に栄養素がだいぶ下がってる。昔と比べて it's not as nutritious.
Look at cereal.
Cereal?
Cereal.
Cereal?
Cereal.
が何?
Most Americans wake up and eat cereal with milk. Cereal is just empty carbohydrates.
そうね。
With a really high glycemic index, which means it's...very quickly converted into sugar in your bloodstream. And that's what makes you fat. You know, all these things that can be turned into sugar very easily, like bread, it's broken down and then your serum glucose level spikes. Eventually, you know, you might get diabetes, but just the food that people eat on a regular basis is pretty terrible.
そうだよね。アメリカのシリアルとかド派手な色してるもんね。That shit can't be good for you.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh,
oh it's so good.
Honey Bunches of Oats がいいな。
So good.
美味しいんだけどね。
Captain Crunch. Even Lucky Charms.
何 Even Lucky Charms って?
With those...fucked up little fake marshmallow things.
そうそう。
Whatever those are made out of.
あれ最後まで取っといた。
They're probably like pure gluten.
まあ 100% 体に悪いよね。
Wait, you were taking those out?
What did I do? いや最後まで残してた。オーツとマーシュマロあるでしょ。オーツを先に食べて、マシュマロ最後。で最後にシュガーじゃない、マシュマロ。
How crazy is it that people just wake up?Eat carbohydrates coated in sugar with like little marshmallows with like milk. And there was a study recently done by Japanese researchers that found that milk, I forget the exact reason why, but milk contains like female hormones, like animal estrogen.
Isofurabon.
That can actually reduce the testosterone.
そうそうそう。だから男性はあんまり摂取しない方がいいっていうのね。あの大豆とかに入ってるイソフラボンとか、あの女性ホルモンに似たような働きするから。
But I'm talking about like regular milk too, not like.
牛乳にも入ってるんだね。
But I think the milk one is actually worse than soy.
あ、そうなんだ。
Because in soy it's like plant hormones, it's like phytoestrogens, whereas the animal hormones in milk, have actually been more conclusively connected to affecting like hormones in humans. Whereas the phytoestrogens from like soy haven't really conclusively been linked to the hormone levels in human beings.
そうなんだ。じゃあ男性はあんまり牛乳飲みすぎると良くないってこと？おっぱい生えちゃう？
It's possible. It's possible.
According
to those Japanese researchers, that is the case. With like the mass-produced milk, if it's like organic milk straight from the cow, it's like how they get the milk. There's something about like they milk the cows even during pregnancy or something, and something weird happens. I don't really remember the specifics. 次。
Is it me? アメリカでは現在自らの胎盤をカプセルで加工して摂取すると産後の体力回復が早くなる、母乳がよく出る、産後うつの回避につながるとされ徐々に人気を上げています。それとは裏腹にオレゴン州とハワイ州を除く地域では胎盤は基本的に汚染感染病のリスクを持つ医療廃棄物と扱われ、医療機関側が破棄する義務があるとされるものの、はっきりとした規定が定められていないため、熱い口論を呼んでいます。
With the rise of human placentophagy, modern hospital regulations in the United States are driving some women to steal their own placentas. In all states except for Oregon and Hawaii, the human placenta is considered medical waste and obtaining it can be difficult or impossible. Placentophagy, or eating the human placenta, is a growing trend among some mothers in America, with alternative health advocates touting a wide range of benefits from quick recovery from childbirth to increases in breast milk volume, which I guess is a good thing if you have a baby.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that a problem that people have? Not enough breast milk?
いるみたい。お乳が出ないから、なんか違うお母さんからもらったりとか。
The Cambodian breast milk.
え？何それ？
あ、なんでもない。
What?
No, that was like a Dave Chappelle bit.
あ、ごめん、知らないや、それ。
He's a comedian.
I know Dave Chappelle, but I don't know about the Canadian breast milk.
Cambodian.
What did I say?
Did you not? I heard you say Canadian breast milk.
I might have. I don't know.
Which probably isn't as good.
I don't discriminate against breast milk.
Anyways, yeah. So why'd you pick this? I don't really know a whole lot about placentas.
私もなんかこの記事読むまで全然この胎盤に関して全く知らなくて、なんか it really intrigued me.これのことばっかり考えてた。胎盤、
うん、
だってさ、あの自分の体の一部なのに持って帰ることが禁じられてるの、なんでだろうと思って。
I think it's well, it's like the disease risk or whatever. Right?
でも食べないってなってもなかなか持ち出させてくれないんだよ。記念に取っておきたいとか。Cause
It's probably more of a just procedure.
衛生面を考えてね。
Do you think it has any benefits? This stuff hasn't been proven, right?
No, it hasn't been scientifically proven, but うん、ありえると思うし、もうちょっと研究を進めた方がいいんじゃないかなって思う。こんなになんかさ、だって自分の胎盤をもうこそこそ盗むんだよ。盗んでまで、ね、摂取したい人がいるんだから、うん、その安全性をまず確認することが大事じゃない、
うん、
I think the government should accept that people want to eat it and, you know, step forward and ちゃんと、ね、科学的に証明してほしいよね。いいのか悪いのか、
うん、
で悪かったらもう食べたがる人も少なくなるだろうし、で何も科学的に証明されてないなら、こういうビジネスでこのカプセルに加工するビジネスとかも今すごい増えてるみたいで、 I mean if it doesn't have any scientific grounds it shouldn't be 儲かってる。
Based on the current information, would you consider doing this? Or is it too much of a hassle?
いやわざわざ病院から盗んでまで食べたいとは思わない。
If you could just get it, if you were living in Oregon, I'm sorry, let's say you're living in Hawaii. So you're living in Hawaii. And you can just get your placenta right away. Would you take it? You're going to have it made into pills.
加工すんのが確か2万円ぐらいとかだったけど、まあ普通にもらえるんだったら飲むかも。If I don't have AIDS.
Well, if you have AIDS, then you can, no?
I can't.
Why?
Because can't... あ、そっか、でももう持ってたら変わんないか。
うん。自分の。
だよね。
胎盤でしょ、自分の。
ああ、でも、うん、試すかも。普通に available だったら。
So you get it.
うん。
And what, you send it to some company that's going to make pills out of it?
そうそう。
And what, people take these pills like a few a day or something?
そうだと思うよ。生で食べる人もいるらしい。
とか、 It seems like you want to eat the whole thing right there on the spot.
結構でかいよ。 It's like
so,
20センチぐらいの、 like, It's like 丸いディスクの形なんだけど、length が20センチで、一番分厚いところが、ま、あの中心で 2.5 センチぐらいあるんだって。でその周りの部分がもうちょっと薄い。
詳しいね。
うん、この1週間でプラセンタめっちゃ詳しくなったから、私よろしく。
変なやつ。 So animals actually eat their placentas. Did you know this?
Yeah, ほとんどの動物が、
So they give birth and they eat the placenta. Do you, are you aware of the theories as to why they eat the placenta?
It's to feed the baby, じゃない？feed the baby じゃないや。
ベイビー関係ないじゃん。
そうそう、に、あの、この人間みたいに回復するためとかじゃないの？栄養がたっぷり含まれているから。
There's a theory that they eat the placenta because the placenta is evidence of childbirth. So if an animal gives birth and leaves the placenta there, then a wolf or something is going to come byand be like, oh shit, a baby was born, let's find this thing
and
eat it after I eat the placenta.
あ、なるほどね。 That makes sense, yeah.
Because you don't want to leave, if you're like a deer or something, you don't want to leave like a placenta right there where you just
gave birth. 確かに。
Because that's when the baby is most vulnerable. So animals that ate the placenta, their offspring would haveA higher survival rate, right? Because the placenta, it smells, it's bloody, animals can find it right away, and then they know that there's like a baby animal nearby, because it couldn't have gone far, right? That's like more or less defenseless or unable to defend itself.
でもどんな気持ちで食べるんだろうね、自分のプラセンタ。まあ生きてないからいいのか、動物だったら。いやいやなのかな。あ、またプラセンタ食べなきゃいけないよみたいな。
This isn't cannibalism, right?
No, it's debated.
It's kind of cannibalism.
うん。自分の臓器って呼べんのかな。
But so is biting your nails, I guess. Or whatever else you do.
そう。
No?
Nails どうなんだろう。あ、でもオレゴン、あ、オレ、
オーガンじゃないけど、it's human flesh。
でも、プラセントは確実に cannibalism じゃない？
It is or
is it? I don't know. それがまだ討論されてる段階。
Well, we don't really have to decide whether or not it's cannibalism.
そうだね。
Either way is cool with me. Supposedly, the placenta contains something called prostaglandin, which is some chemical that supposedly tells the body or helps the body contract the womb back to like normal size. It's like it has like this weird function, supposedly. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
Hmm. But if they've so that's that and the presence of oxytocin, but those two chemicals are the chemicals that they would want to do the research on to see, you know, are these chemicals having the effects that these health advocates are saying that it will. One thing that's interesting is they did this experiment with mice where the mice ate their placentas, and the mice that ate their placentas had higher levels of endogenous opioids. And endogenous opioids is like a, endogenous means it's like made within the body. Opioid is like a, basically a painkiller. So mice that ate their own placenta had a higher pain threshold. They could tolerate more pain than mice that didn't.
うん。ね、人間でも同じことでしょ。そんな難しいこと私言わなかったけど、産後の体力回復。うん。だから動物でも同じことが起きてるってことでしょ。その体自分の胎盤を食べることでちょっと回復が早くなるとか。
Well, it hasn't been confirmed in humans yet.
So,
but that's what these alternative health advocates are saying.
絶対もっとこれ人間で研究、人間の胎盤をちょっと研究した方がいいと思う。私自分の胎盤を食べたいかって言ったらそうでもないけど、こういう実験のために提供するのはいいと思う。したい。私としては、今の段階ではね。
Well, it doesn't seem like there are any serious risks with eating it, right? Like you're not. There's not really a significant downside, is there?
まあ感染してなければ。まあ whether it was 自分の血で感染してるか、それかその胎盤が出てきてからまあちょっと、ね、バクテリアとかがかかっちゃって。感染した場合もあるし、Well, it's blood, だから I think it's really, what's the word? まあ、risky.
Well, regular meat is like that too.
Yeah, I guess.
One issue is that when you cook, if you cook the placenta, or you have it made into these pills, a lot of these supposedly beneficial chemicals in there and nutrients in there are destroyed by the cooking process. So you really want to just give birth and just gobble that thing up right after.
する人もいるらしいよ。
うん、それは一番いいと思う。やるなら。
まあ小さく細かく切って食べるとかね。
Oh, that's gotta be so like not delicious.
しかも一気に食べなきゃだからね。フレッシュだったら。
Maybe with some wasabi.
Yeah.
And some, like, I don't know, 大根おろし on the side.
わさびかな。甘口醤油。甘口醤油とニンニクかな。馬刺しみたいな。
ああ。いいね。
いける？
I think 馬刺し is the closest that we eat.
2.5 センチだよ。
The thickness?
そう、中心部が 2.5 センチ。
That's like an expensive steak.
そうやって考えて食べたらちょろいかもね。
次やろ。
OK。
Too much placenta talk. Maxed out.
Can't get enough placenta talk.
あ、俺か。
お前だよ。
すいません。 A social network called Elo has been quickly gaining traction following several unpopular moves by Facebook. Elo is an ad-free social network created by a group of 7 artists and programmers that many are touting as the anti-Facebook. Elo got its first large boost in users last month following the introduction of Facebook's controversial real name policy, as well as the announcement of Facebook's new ad platform called Atlas. Currently, the social platform is invite-only and remains in its beta phase.
7人のアーティストやプログラマーが開発した Elo という新しい SNS が Facebook の人気を上回るのではないかと噂になっています。Facebook といえば近頃レイアウトや利用方法、プライバシー設定などが頻繁に変わることから利用者からは使いづらいという声が相次いでいますが、それに対抗する Elo は広告を一切使わないと断言していることから、先月から徐々に注目を浴びています。現時点では Elo は紹介された人のみ登録できる実験段階です。
So this Elo is really trying to be different from Facebook in several ways. They promised to never sell user data to advertisers or third parties, never show advertisements.They will not enforce a real name policy, and they have a zero tolerance policy towards abusive behaviors like hate speech, trolling, or stalking. I guess that last part isn't really that different from Facebook, is it?
Stalking ってどうやって防止するの? What is stalking on Facebook? 例えば。
Wait, zero tolerance towards trolling?
それもどうやってやるのって感じじゃない？Trolling ってないたずらみたいな感じでしょ？
We talked about trolling before. It's just, yeah, it's like just saying things in order to get a reaction out of people.
Right, right. それもストーキングもどうやって？
Well, I mean, the last part's not the most important part. The most important part.Is the just the non-advertisement based model for this?
So, yeah. Facebook is. Well, newsfeed, 半分ぐらい広告だもん。
Yeah, there's a lot.
There is a lot.
And there's the little things on the side. And with this new Atlas thing, so Atlas is the new.Ad platform.
これも変わって現時点で Atlas なの？それともこれから Atlas っていうのに変わるの？
They're just adding more advertising stuff to Facebook with this Atlas thing. And basically what they're doing is this is gonna allow marketers to tap into very detailed information on its users so that it can direct advertisements at youon other websites that aren't Facebook. So Facebook is taking the information that you provide to Facebook and providing it to marketers so that they can sell you shit outside of Facebook. And not just on websites, but on mobile applications as well. And they actually can know what other applications you have on your phone too.
そうだね、結構ピンポイントな広告とかいっぱいあるもんね。私暇だからついついクリックしちゃうけど、それがいけないんだろうね。
You're the problem. You're the whole problem. I've clicked zero and you've just wasted all of my effort.
そうそう、マイケル分クリックしとくから。そうなんだ、広告ゼロってでも儲かるのかね。でも嫌気がさした人たちもすごい多いと思うから、 Facebook に対して。
There's gotta be other ways, because the problem with the advertising, and it's kind of the same way, I have a similar philosophy about the podcast, but the advertising really affects the content. It's not like this is great content, so I'm going to decide to support this. That's not what it is. The content has been compromised by the advertising. And I think that when you monetize something, you don't want to mix that up. You don't want to compromise the content. You should always put the content first and figure out the monetization later. That's what I think. So I have a certain appreciation for the approach of this LO.
そうだな。
That being said, I think Facebook is making way more money.
まあそうだね。でもやめてく人最近よく聞くよね。なんかなんだろう、プライバシーが全くないとか、
うん、
あとなんか昔はもっと友達だけでやるみたいな感じだったけど、今だとなんか会社の先輩とかに「お、Facebook やってんの?」って言って「やってます」って言うともう「You have to like friend request them」。
Now so many people see what you post.
So, so.
And so what you post starts to morph into this diluted, like, kind of safe.
そうだね。無難なポストしかしなかったり。
How many likes can I get? Like, kind of a game.
そうね。周りの目を気にして自分らしくない、なんか描写になっちゃうんだよね。
You don't want to post something and get like zero likes.
ああ私全然アップする超くだらない愚痴とかそうだね。でもちょっと変わってきてるよね。年のせいもあんのかな。でも自分で制御してる部分も、
うん、
うん。でも昔ほどなんか
I wonder what 16 year olds are doing with Facebook right now.
Because
there are people that don't have Facebook right now. Some ageAt some age, I don't know what the age is. 12. I don't know what the age is.
違うサイト使って Twitter とか Instagram とか
Or they're not really using that shit yet. There's some age where people start using it, right? I'm not sure what the age is, but I think it's probably like 14 or something.
いやもっと若いでしょ今時。
That's depressing.
そうだよ。
Don't you want your kids to be like a, you know, just that 12 year old that is like so curious in their environment and plays with different things and goes outside and like, I don't know.
そうだね。
Plays freeze tag or something.
虫捕り少年みたいなやんちゃな男の子でし
ょ。
Plays, yeah. 女の子でもいいけど。そうだね。 Yeah.
But now you just see kids, just their face is glued to their phone. I feel like this topic comes up a lot. I think it's like,I don't know if I'm just old. I'm not that old.
いや、
right?
でもわかるよ。Hello, どうなるかね。でもこれまだ招待制なんだね。え、いつ頃できたのこれは。
Shit. I think it was
ここ最近？数ヶ月以内の話。
I think it was founded in like March or something. But it just got popular last month.Because of the real name policy, and Facebook was trying to, you know, Facebook was saying everyone needs to use their real name now. Drag queens in San Francisco didn't like that.
Ah, そうだよね。ステージネームがすべてなんだからね。
Yeah.
それで自分を売ってるのであれば。
So if you're a drag queen, you'd probably be opposed to that, I guess. So they kind of like led the charge on this, you know, people jumping off Facebook and getting onto this LO thing. And the rest of the LGBTIQH, all of the LGBT community kind of supported that, you know, that they shouldn't have to use their real names.
私も嫌だもん。私も使ってない本名。マイケルも使ってないもんね。
Yeah.
でもこれ何？今そういうパレシーになってそうしないと何が起きるの？Do you think you get a warning? Like how do they even check?
I don't know. I changed mine recently. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know how it's enforced or what. But people didn't like it.
Mm.
I don't know why they couldn't just use some other name.
What do you mean?
Like you said, I don't know why the drag queens in San Francisco couldn't just use their stage name.
Ah, だからこのパオリシーのせいで本名を使わなきゃいけなくなったってことでしょ？
うん、でも使えるんじゃない？ステージネーム。Anyways。
もうビジネスカードとか持ってる段階だったらいいのかもしれないけど。
So I tried to sign up for this thing, actually.、
うん、
I went to the website and tried to sign in. But
招待制でしょ？
うん。So I had gotten some code, but it didn't work.Like I got a code from someone, but it didn't work for some reason, so I couldn't use it. But I saw it, and it's kind of a retro style. It's minimalist, very easy to navigate, very different from Facebook.
Facebook もでもさ、最初の段階ではそんな感じじゃなかった？なんかその前の MySpace とかあったじゃない？あれに比べるとさ。
覚えてない。Facebook has changed so many times. I have no idea what it used to look like.
No, 昔はよすごい分かりやすい with less features. で、なんか MySpace がどちらかというと、なんかいろんなバックグラウンドの色変えたりとか、あとなんか音楽流せたりできたりとか。
それは最悪。
I hate it. なんかもうその人のページに行くといきなりなんか超何ヘビメタがガンガンかかるとかさあったじゃん。
But Facebook now has all those autoplay videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of...
まあ似たようなことになっちゃったんだろうね。
Yeah.
MySpace
と。結局。
Yeah.
But a lot of people are getting their data shut off by like SoftBank or whoever because the autoplay videos, I mean, you're scrolling through your Facebook feed and you have all these videos just playing automatically while you're on 4G. Right?
ネット使いすぎちゃって使えなくなっちゃうとか遅くなっちゃうってやつ
yeah, so people are getting contacted by their service provider like you're downloading too much shit and people say like I'm not downloading anything
ああ確かそうか
but the Facebook autoplay is
autoplay ってあれいつからだろう最近だよねでも気づいたらなんか勝手にビデオ全部流れてるみたいな
I don't know
確かに見たくないんだけどみたいな
when it started but autoplay anything is stupid
うん、別に見たくないし
It's playing before I even got to see like the thumbnail
うん、わかるわかる
Like, what?
進化しすぎだね、Facebook
But you can turn it off in settings the autoplay So I would recommend people do that if you have data issues
そうなんだよ、どんどんアップデートするからついていけないんだよね
次The largest brain bank in the U.S. focused on traumatic brain injury has found evidence of degenerative brain disease in 76 of 79 deceased former NFL players examined. Researchers have now examined brain tissue from 128 deceased football players who played football, this is American football, at a high school level or above. Just 80% or 101 players tested positive for chronic traumaticencephalopathy or CTE. Researchers have pointed out that because many of the players who donated their brains to research likely suspected that they had the disease, the data is likely very skewed. One example of this is Dave Durson, who played for the Chicago Bears. Durson committed suicide in 2011 by shooting himself in the chest, preserving his brain for examination.
アメリカ最大の脳バンクで亡くなった元 NFL 選手79人を脳外傷を中心に研究した結果なんと76人もが脳変性疾患を患っていたことが発表されましたこれをもって研究者はさらに研究を進め生前に高校とそれ以降アメフトを行った128人の方々の脳を見たところ8割以上が慢性脳外傷または CTE を患っていたという2011年にはシカゴベアーズのデイブ・ダーソンという選手が脳を研究してもらいたいがため銃を使って自殺さえあえて心臓を撃った例のように こういった研究を脳を提供するものは前もって異常に気づいている可能性が高いため、こういった偏った結果が出ると一部は指摘しています。
So getting hit in the head is really bad for you.
Yeah, だって79人中76人ってね。
I think the it's probably a lot less prevalent in living players today, just because of that bias that they were talking about. You know, people that donated their brain to research suspected they had the disease. So people who didn't suspect that they had the disease wouldn't have necessarily, or would have been less likely to donate their brain to research, right?
うん、そうだね。
But even so, that's a lot. That's a lot, people.
みんな提供すればいいのに。ダメかな。
Donating their brains?
Yeah.
Hmm. Would you? Are you donating your brain?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I think I am donating my brain. I'm not sure.
何それ?決まってる?
Like, no, I wrote it on my driver's license. You can like indicate that you are willing to donate your organs.
交通事故で死んだ場合ってこと?
I don't know if my brain is included. But I guess it is.
別に死んだら使えるところは使ってほしいけど。私の肝臓とかはダメだな。使い物にならない。Anyways.
So, this CTE, this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, this is something that's been recognized for decades in boxing. And boxing is a little bit more obvious because you have people punching each other right in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
これが慢性脳外傷。
Is that the official term?
多分。
And a lot of people that suffer from traumatic brain injury also have depression as a side effect.
あと、あの、なんだっけ、アメリカの囚人の何割か、なんかすごい大きな割合が、なんかこう、小さい時にこういう brain injury、brain trauma を持ってるっていう、なんか発表もなかった。
Really?
あった。バイリンガルニュースで前言ってた。
Maybe.
うん。
Have you ever had a concussion?
いやー、そんな、スノボして頭打ったぐらい。
How bad was it though?
まあ、病院は行ってないけど、1週間ぐらい頭痛はあった。
Did you get knocked out?
すっ転んだところが氷だった。で、あの、I didn't black out, but...
You didn't become unconscious?
うん。
Did you have amnesia?
あ、き、何?記憶喪失?
うん、記憶喪失。
とかはない。うん。ただ行ってって感じだった。でも本当に痛かったよ。グラグラしたし。
うん。Usually, concussions, involve amnesia.
ああ、そうなんだ。ちょっとバタって倒れちゃうみたいな。
If you hit your head, usually there's some amnesia, I think.
じゃないんじゃない?
なんで?
え?いや、私は今までないと思うっていうこと。
ああ、OK。
マイケルありそうだよね。いつも怪我してるし。
I knocked myself out snowboarding once.
やっぱスノボなんだよね。
In high school, I decided to go on one last run before it closed, but it was so icy, and I went right to the top, and it was just, I remember going really fast. I still don't remember what happened. I was going really fast, and then I just woke up.
What? マジで?
I was going really fast, and I woke up, and there was...
暗かった。覚えてないの?その落ちた瞬間とか。
覚えてない。
おー、怖
ー。I was just going fast, and then I woke up, and there was blood coming from my head. And my goggles and my hat were, like, so far away, like they were nowhere to be found. And yeah, I had to get a CAT scan, and I had double vision, so I couldn't, my eyes wouldn't focus for like 2 days. I was just snowboarding. But yeah, you should probably wear a helmet if you're going to be, if it's at all icy, you should probably wear a helmet, because you can hit your head pretty hard snowboarding. But I felt really messed up after that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I like missed school. I was just like messed up.
でしょうね。これはそういうことを日々やってるこういう何アメフトの選手ってすごいよね。
Yeah, that's. I mean, American football. You're just running, just charging at each other. And these people are huge. These are huge, ultra muscular people. Many of them are on, you know, growth hormone or some sort of steroids. They weigh, you know, at least 200 kilograms, 250.
それでぶつかり合ってるんでしょ?
200 kilograms, one like 100 kilograms or like 150 kilograms, you know, 250 pound guys running into each other at full speed over and over and over and over and over again. Right?
まあそう考えたらね、この結果そこまでびっくりじゃないかもしれないけど、何せでかいからね。Do you think, これからなんか変わると思う、アメフトの世界で? Because it's so popular in the States.
Definitely. Right? It's definitely going to change.
Do you think they're going to have more rules? なんかもうちょっと規則を増やして、セーフな、あの、何?ゲームになると思う。アメリカ人怒るよ、アメフト変わったら。Oh my God, they're going to have a riot.
Well, look at rugby. Rugby is like just as bad.
Rugby の方が少ないよね、装備。
Yeah, it's just like they have like this little leather thing on their head that looks like it doesn't do anything.
ラグビーの方がやばそうじゃない?
But the tackles aren't that hard in rugby.
ああ、そうなんだ。
Yeah. You don't see people getting decked in rugby the way you do in アメフト. Because people have the padding and the protection and the helmet, and the stakes are so high with American football, and these people are so huge and so athletic. I actually think the protection kind of makes them feel like they can run into each other at full speed. You know what I mean?
It feels safer.
Because I've played football with people that play football, but with no padding or anything, and you know, you're not going at each other 100% like that. You're not even going at each other as anywhere near as hard as you would in practice with the padding. Because the padding is really what allows you to do that.
そうだよね。じゃあ装備がちょっと弱くなるのかな、アメフト。変わるとしたらどう変わると思う、これから。マイケルの予想としては。
You know, they're talking about having it so the players can smoke marijuana, because supposedly there are like neuroprotective effects,
right?
And things like even psilocybin. I think those rules are going to change. I think the drug regulation is going to change.
Wait, 現時点ではスモークしていいの?その州によっては?
No, I don't think so.
いけないよね。
I think there's, for most sports, there's testing for stuff like that.
それはその
まま。I think that will change.
You think?
I think that they're gonna have to change the rules.
Of what? 何? マリファナ吸ってもいいですみたいな。
Well, not that.
だって今まだ全国的に合法的じゃないじゃん。
Well, it's basically legal in the U.S. in more than half of the states now, isn't it?
そんないっぱい認められてた。
Oh, it's completely taken over. And the science is becoming more and more.
科学的には確かに私も吸っていいと思うけど。 合法的にまだ
No, but specifically for the neuroprotective effects、うん、you know, specifically to protect from、this traumatic brain injury, I think it might、be useful. But、there's only been a couple studies, it's not really that conclusive yet.、but I, when I say change the rules, I'm talking about the rules of the game. I think they're going to have to change the way that football is played.、
うん、ああ、フットボール自体ね。
Because、うんreally so many people have been affected by this、
うん、
and、you can see it in their speech, the way that they talk. Look at boxers.
Like example? I'm a boxing guy, I don't
know. Well, Muhammad Ali is probably the best example, but Muhammad Ali, do you know who Muhammad Ali is?
Yeah, でもだいぶ前じゃない?
He's still alive
あ、そうなん?
Yeah, but he has, he has so much、brain damage from his boxing career.
ちょっと喋りがうろたえてるみたいな感じなの? I didn't even know he was still alive.
The thing about Muhammad Ali is he was like, he was a genius. Not only was he a genius in the ring, but he knew how to talk too. He was well-spoken.You know, so to see someone who is so talented and so well spoken、later in life be so affected by the、traumatic brain injury.
Do you have an、
sad.
Example of なんかそうどう変わってしまったのかそのモハメド・アリが
What do you mean?
なんかどの程度喋れなくなっちゃったのかとか
Oh, it's completely different. He's like someone that's brain damaged now.
Ah, so なんだ
Yeah. But there are a lot of examples. A lot of boxers,、うん、even,、うん、even like, 総合格闘技の人 too,、
うん、
are affected by this. And football players, you know, they're not the most eloquent speakers, especially late in their、
yeah.
careers.
まあそうなんだろうけどね、
But it's not just you know the eloquence of their speaking, their you know orating that we're talking about. It's also、うん、things like depression、and hormone problems and emotional problems and just you know when you injure the brain, everything goes through the brain. So you don't know what you injured. Could be anything, right?
そうだね。これはちょっと後で調べてみなきゃ。
Mm. And I kickbox too, so I worry about it.
致命的だね。30年後のマイケルどんな喋り方してる
Yeah, I'll donate my brain to research. We'll see how that goes. I think kickboxing is relatively safe. It's just that when you're competing, people, so there's something called sparring、
うん、
where people kind of like practice fight, but、うんうん、as long as you, you know, there's like safe ways to do that.
You just don't, you don't hit that. You
don't hit that hard. And you,
で、生きると思っても寸止めとかするんでしょ? Like you stop right in front of them, like where you're supposed to hit とか。
We don't do that.
いけるときは行っちゃうはね。
But it's things like head kicks and stuff. You know, getting kicked in the head by someone's shin. Like Muay Thai elbows and head kicks and flying knees. Like that stuff's kind of scary.
そう、練習とかでも結構怪我したりするもんなの?
No, not really.
プロでやってないもんね。
Yeah, I'm not doing it as a pro.Or competing as an amateur even. So.
Yeah,
you don't want to see him get
beaten up. なんかいい時はいいんだけど盛り上がるけど、なんかちょっと強い相手で思いっきりやられると、it's like, ah, 見たくない。
Yeah, for sure.
ね、負けちゃった時とかなんて声かけていいかわかんないみたいな。
There's so much riding on it too.The stakes are like so high.
そうだね。
You know, there's so much talk beforehand. It's like, you know, oh, I'm gonna go win. You know, I'm gonna go knock this guy out, and you don't really know what's gonna happen.
right. all so macho.
It's nerf the world.
What?
It's nerf everything. You know that expression?
知らない。Nerf って何？あの青いキャラ？アリスムーフか。
No. Nerf, do you know what Nerf guns are?
あのなんか柔らかい。
N-E-R-F. Nerf guns are like those like foam guns that kids play with.
BB 弾の優しいバージョンでしょ？Do they hurt?
No.
Oh,
they
okay.
don't. They don't hurt. But sometimes they have like a little suction cup on the end. So if you get shot in the forehead, it'll like stick. But,
Nerf the world ってどういう意味なの？
So nerfing, I don't know if that word is from nerf guns or if nerf guns are from the word nerf. But I'm unsure of the terminology or the etymology. But to say to nerf something just means to make it safe. But it also makes it boring. So now if you want to like ride a horse or something, you have to like sign a bunch of paperwork and do all this other stuff because otherwise you'll get sued. And so what it ends up happening is they just nerf everything, right? They try to just make everything as safe as possible.
Ah, 新しい言葉習った。 Nerf.
次。According to the World Wildlife Fund's latest report, world populations of fish, birds, mammals, amphibians, and reptiles fell overall by 52% between 1970 and 2010. Additionally, the report suggests that humankind is consuming 50% more nature, 50% more than nature can bear, citing issues like deforestation and CO2 emissions. A previous report released 2 years ago had estimated the wildlife population as having declined by only 28% in the same period.
世界自然保護基金 WWF の最新の調べによると、世界の魚類、鳥類、哺乳類、爬虫類と両生類の合わせた動物の総合的な個体は1970年から2010年の間、驚異の 52% も減少していることが分かりました。このレポートは2年ごとに更新されますが、2012年度に発表された時点では 52% ではなく 28% と言われていたため驚きの結果となりました。それに加え森林伐採や、二酸化炭素排出などの環境破壊問題を筆頭に、現在人類は地球の資源の、限界量よりさらに 50% をも酷使していると報じられています。減りすぎじゃない？動物。
52%。
Oh my god, 半分以上だよ。
Since 1970.
40年間で。
1970 is not that long ago at all.
生まれちゃいないけど、まあ最近だよ。40年だよ、だって。40年間で世界の動物の何パピュレーションが半分以上減ってんだよ。
Yeah.
What?
We're on a rampage.
これ私もちょっとびっくりした。さすがに。52%、しかもその何、2012年だから2年前のレポートではこれが 28% って言われたんだよね。これなんでこんな違うの？いきなり増えすぎじゃない？28から
52。 Yeah, I think it was based on a lot of like North American data and like European data or something.
Okay.
And then when they had better data this time around, so they revised the number to 52%.
Developing countries. 発信途上国。
See, the thing is, by 1970, a lot had already been done in Europe and in America, right? Before 1970. After 1970, the deforestation and the reductions in the populations of fish, birds, mammals, amphibians, and reptiles all fell really significantly outside of those what would have been the developed nations at the time, right? Have you seen some like before and after like deforestation stuff? Have you seen stuff on like the Amazon or
最近見てないかも、そういう観光、環境系の。
There's a lot of more focus on like the ice caps and stuff lately.
Ice caps とか、あと資源とか、like renewable energy とか、何、オイルがもうそろそろなくなるとか、そういうのはよく話題に出てくるけど、この動物とかってあんまり注目されてないんじゃないかな、それに比べて。
I've talked about the fall in the number of species、on this podcast before. A lot of species are going extinct. You know, if you kill 52%, there are a lot of species in there as well that are just going to die off, right? And that's, I think that's really unfortunate because pretty much everything, you know, a lot of the medicine and stuff that we have is from unique species of animals or plants, mostly plants, right?
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff from like the Amazon rainforest, right?
I guess, あるんだ。
You know, what if the next, you know, cure for something is... is in the rainforest. Or even if it doesn't cure shit, what if it's just a really cool
animal? Because
there are some really weird animals, like extreme, interesting animals that we can learn things from.
Right, right.
Or plants that we can learn things from.
それを知らないうちに絶滅に追いやってたらもったいないよね。私も動物、まあ前も言ったと思うけど、あんま興味ないけど、絶滅はしちゃいけないと思う。It should be left there for the next generation.
Yeah, well, we've already gotten rid of most of it.
Yep.
And the next generation's not even here yet.
そうだよね。はあ、50%、52%ね。
You know, I was thinking about how we don't feel what we're doing. We're very distant from all of this, right? We kind of feel like, oh, this doesn't really have anything to do with me, right?
確かに事実を突きつけられてもなんか、本当にそうなの?みたいななるよね。
It doesn't feel that real. That's why when you hear, you know, you hear about someone traveling somewhere, someone going to Africa or something, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my god, I need to save these people. なっちゃうじゃん。結構。
あ、こんななんだなーみたいになる。
Or they go somewhere and they see the deforestation with their own eyes. Or they see the dried up rivers and lakes with their own eyes. And they become very passionate about that particular thing. Why is it that that unless we go there and experience it, we just don't really care. I think it's like that with war too.
ああ、そうだね。
Right?
やっぱちょっと現実味に欠けるんじゃない?こういうパソコンのスクリーンで見てみたいな。
But if we felt what we were doing, we would probably do things differently, right?
そうだね。
If all of us had the experience that that person that went to Africa had, or all of us had that experience that that person that went and saw the deforestation had, you know, if we had those experiences, if all of us had somehow collectively could experience those things, then we wouldn't do what we're doing, right? It's almost as if not objectivity. What am I trying to say? It is objectivity, I think, that can be a problem because it's the emotional response that's important in order to get us to do the right thing. That's where the motivation comes from. But we don't have that because we just kind of read this shit on the internet. We don't really, we see pictures, but it's like, oh yeah, whatever.
ちょっと遠い何かって感じ。
It's really far away. It's really far away. you know, if we were standing in the Amazon rainforest right now and some guys were just, you know, snipping frogs' heads off and cutting down trees or whatever they do, you know. I know, but I'm trying to... You can't experience all of that in the same place, right? Do you know what I mean? But if you could experience these things kind of in the same place, in one experience, then I think people would treat the issue much differently. Because none of us want this to happen, right? It's just that we don't feel strongly about it. I think you can understand the problem without going there, but you can't experience the problem, and you don't understand the weight of the problem unless you experience it. But not everyone can go to the rainforest and see deforestation. It's not possible.
I know, but 行ける人は行った方がいいと思う。そういうツアーあったらちょっと不謹慎じゃないと思う。Do you think it's a good thing?
No.
環境破壊ツアーみたいな。
No, it'll make it worse. They're going to be selling churros in the Amazon.
あ、そっか。
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I feel like that's part of the problem. I feel, because the CO2 emissions continue, the climate change continues, the deforestation continues, the polluting, the just decimating these animal populations. This all is continuing with quite a bit of momentum. And I don't feel like people really care. So I'm just thinking, you know, what is that? How can people care?
どうやったらもっと関心をね、呼べるかね、これ。
Because if we're destroying, if we're eliminating 52% of global populations of these animals within just 40 years, you know, it's our generation that's 40 years from now is going to have to kind of look back and think like, okay, well, we've got like almost no animals left. There's very little diversity in the species. Like,
どんどん減ってくんだろうね。しかもこれから。
For sure. There's no way that we're turning this around soon. Right?
まあ、species が増えるわけでも
ないし。It's almost like it's already happened. I feel like it's like the future has already happened. Like people are so stubborn and we're so stuck on course. We have to make those profits. You know?
まあ、完全に滅びるまでこのまんまの調子なのかね。だってこの前のなんだっけ、あの、あったじゃん、environmental のでかい集まり。あれもなんかちょっと内容うさんくさいよね。Like, インドと中国。
That was full of shit. The stuff that, you know, Obama's full of it.
いやいや、アメリカもなんかちょっとふわっとした。
Everyone's just dodging the issue. Everyone's dodging. The U.S. is dodging the issue. Japan is dodging the issue. Everyone's just dodging it. All the politicians are just saying what they have to say. And no one's doing what they need to do. I mean, people have just been wiping their ass with the Kyoto Protocol. Wiping their asses with the Kyoto Protocol.
そうだね。言わなきゃいけないこと言って、じゃあまた今度会いましょうみたいな感じ。
Yeah, it's full of shit. Yeah, let's. Hey, we all got together for this summit. I'm glad we all flew here on expensive jets. And let's eat some good food. Let's say the prepared shit that we wanted to say. And let's go back home and make some more of that cash.
そんな雰囲気しか受け取らなかったよね。あの大きな会議。あんな税金はたいて絶対何も進歩ないもんね。
We should just have a vote right now. You know, just have a vote right now.
Of?
What, you know, what are people willing, what are people okay with, as far as the sacrifices we can make to help preserve the environment? Let's put some real policy changes on the bill. Let's see what people want to do. But instead of that, we just have government doing whatever they want to do, the cabal, the corporatocracy, you know, we're not trying to reduce our emissions here because that will cost us money. We're going to have to upgrade this and upgrade that. And we're going to have to buy electricity from here instead of there. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, why would you do something to make less money? It doesn't make any sense. Right? That's the corporate thinking.
Ah, まあね。政治家とかそういう大手企業からしたらそうだけど。
So they lobby to control, to influence what sort of regulations are put into place, right?
うん。まあ、それは当たり前っちゃ当たり前だけど、そんなことしてたらもう。
So we're stuck on this course. And
right, but 地球がなくなったら元も子もないじゃん。No more money making then.
Yeah, but the problem is that we don't live forever. Right?
じゃあ今良ければいいみたいなね。
It's exactly what it is. It's just selfishness. Just a selfish species. Just kill all these little... kill everything off and just extract wealth. Just kick back. Put your feet up on that ottoman. Take a puff on that cigar.
なんかないかね。グリーンピースの revolution みたいな。
I don't know. I don't know. I try not to be pessimistic, but sometimes it's depressing to think about this stuff. I hope we can get it together.
Let's stay optimistic.
Ebola in Dallas. What do you think?
ついに来たね。え、これいつ発表されたんだっけ？今日、
yesterday.
昨日か。ついにアメリカ進出だね。前なんか日本人が2人どっかでどこだっけ？アフリカのどっか行って日本に戻ってきてトルコ行った時になんか熱かなんかで隔離されたけど結局違ったんだよね。That was a near miss でも。アメリカ
confirmed
in
that's pretty surprising.
あれ、マイケル親戚テキサスじゃない？
I lived there briefly.
あ、今いるわけじゃないんだ。
My relatives are not in Texas.
あ、OK。
No, Texas. No.
じゃあいいやってわけじゃないんだけどさ。
I have friends there, but What do you think? What do you think is going to happen with that?
How contagious is this? 感染しやすいの？これ airborne。でも全く知識がないんです
けど。So the media has been saying that it is not airborne and it will not become airborne. They've been saying this for a long time. However, I forget who it was. I don't know if it was the CDC, but one of those organizations that's overseeing this thing has come out and said that it can spread in aerosol form, right? So there can be airborne droplets, you know, just droplets of human excretion, not necessarily. Yeah. Can be in the air. And also, some of the researchers have said that the Ebola virus is becoming more contagious. But with it becoming more contagious, it's also becoming less lethal.
So, why? 感染しやすいけど威力は下がってる。なんで?
I don't understand viruses well enough to tell you that.
But
typically that's the case. So something that can be, something that's really contagious is typically not so harmful. And things that are very likely to kill you are typically less contagious.
まあ、エイズと風邪みたいな。でも同じエボラウイルスなのに、なんでそんな弱まる傾向があるんだろう?
Like any living thing in any environment, it's going to evolve as it reproduces.
Reproduction itself. 普通強くなんない。そういうわけではないんだ。
Well, maybe I don't really understand viruses or like what the point of a virus is or like what, like viruses are very strange to me. I don't understand how they fit into our ecosystem. Do you know anything about viruses?
知るわけないじゃん。
They're really small.
プラセンタしか知らない。
They're way smaller than bacteria. And they actually inject their own genetic material into cells. And they're not alive.
すごいね。生きてないものに殺されちゃうんだからね。
I mean, they, whether you call it life, I guess it's kind of up to you. But I think officially, is there an official thing out on this? I think officially viruses are not considered to be living things.
そうなんだね。
I don't know. I don't know if that's even true.
どんどんアメリカで感染者増えると思う。I bet everyone in the States is going crazy right now.
Well, the thing is, if one person shows up there, other people have probably shown up there or will show up there in the U.S., right? It's very difficult to test for Ebola, and there's an incubation period, and then the initial symptoms are like fairly normal symptoms for like the flu or whatever, and then it gets bad. I think some Japanese scientists came up with some new testing method that work, they can test for it within like 30 minutes or something.
Ebola? 30 分で検査できるの、あるかどうか。早いじゃん。
I guess. But when you have so many people, see the thing is, right now they can just screen people that come from Africa, right? But if Ebola spreads somewhere else, let's say it spreads to Europe, well, are you going to screen everyone that comes in from Europe? You know, it becomes exponentially more difficult to control the worse it gets. And that's kind of what's happened in Africa. It gains momentum.
どうなるかね、これから。
I don't know. But I was surprised.
ついにアメリカ進出?
Yeah, it's
I think it was bound to happen though. だってアメリカって旅行者や出張者、やっぱなんかお金持ってる国だからいろいろ行くじゃない。だから遅かれ早かれこうなってたと思う。まあこれ以上スプレッドしないといいけどね。
Yeah, Some people are panicking.
I'm sure. だってエボラだもん。だって今どれアフリカでどれくらい死んでるんだっけ？すごい数だよね。
Something like 3,500 or something.
It's
a lot of somethings.
病院とかもすっごいことになってんだろうね。
Yeah. Well, people say that a pandemic is probably the way that we're going to go. Higher risk than meteor impact and war. But only disease experts say that. And then, you know, the meteor experts say that we're going to get hit by a meteor. And,
yeah, you know, it's... 隕石で世界終わりはないと思うな。 Disease も微妙かな。Well, 私環境問題とかでどんどん死んでいく。でからの病気そうだと思う。Have you seen the new あの猿の惑星 Planet of the Apes?
Oh、
あれ今回の結構リアルだった。
When did it come out?
ちょっと前、2週間前とかかな。
What? There was another one?
Yeah,
I haven't seen the last one yet.
そうそう、なんかオバマとかも一瞬出てくるんだよ。
In Planet of the Apes?
うん、あのなんかあのテレビのなんかニュース、いろんなニュースを流してるところで一瞬だけオバマ出る。
そう、出てる。 It's always weird when they do that.
そうそうそう、なんか変にリアルでやめてくださいって感じだった。
What did he say?
No, he was just giving a speech about this outbreak です。なんか猿の猿 disease。
What is it?
Like a simian flu?
Huh.
なんか人間たちが作ったウイルスでなんかもう人類が滅びそうになるみたいな。
Hmm.
みたいなストーリー。結構リアルだった。
I should watch it.
うん。まあぼちぼち面白かったよ。
I haven't seen any movies. I haven't seen anything. I still haven't seen that Wolverine movie. I haven't even seen Godzilla yet.
I
still haven't seen Gravity. I haven't seen anything. I've just like stopped. I need to set some time.
引きこもり。
Set some time aside and just watch some of this stuff.
ね。
以上です。
です。
はい。文字起こし、これからどんどんアップしますのでよろしくお願いします。バイリンガルニュースのアプリは iPhone の App Store で無料でダウンロードできますので使ってみてください。That's it, yeah.
うん、じゃない？
Yep. 以上です。
またね。
バイ。